In the final month of campaigning before the New Hampshire primary, two Democrats are locked in a close fight. Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton, along with some big-name surrogates, will spend the next few weeks trying to solidify their support and win over undecided voters. They're also trying to manage expectations. WBUR's Fred Bever toured some voting precincts in western New Hampshire, where Sanders is well known as the senator from the state next door.
Former President Bill Clinton took a spin through the state last week, and he told NBC's Andrea Mitchell that Vermonter Bernie Sanders has a leg up over his wife in the Granite State because Sanders is the boy next door.
No candidate who borders New Hampshire has ever lost a primary here, except when Howard Dean lost to John Kerry because they both did.
That's close to true. Actually, former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney lost to John McCain in 2008, and then-Mass Senator Ted Kennedy lost to Jimmy Carter in 1976. But neighbor state winners have been the rule. And in 1992, Clinton hyped his second-place New Hampshire finish to Massachusetts Senator Paul Tsongas as a resurrection for the comeback kid. Dante Scala, who is a political scientist at the University of New Hampshire, says the former president's words last week were part of the familiar expectations game.
I think that's all part of the gamesmanship. Not that there isn't some truth to it.
Sanders' partisans say he doesn't have to win outright in New Hampshire to stay viable, although he certainly hopes to. They point out that Hillary Clinton is very well known in New Hampshire, where she beat Barack Obama in 2008 and laid down organizational groundwork that gave her a head start on Sanders. And even in western New Hampshire, on the Vermont border, familiarity with Sanders doesn't automatically mean favor.
When he was a mayor in Burlington, Vermont, pretty hard to get along with.
Kathy Morse manages the Stone Arch Bakery in Claremont, an aging mill town on the Connecticut River. She's watched Sanders for decades on the Burlington television news station that serves her area.
He was a good guy, you know, and I've always liked his morals, but he's always seemed angry to me.
Even though Morse once volunteered for the Clinton campaign, her allegiance is now moving towards Sanders. Morse says she likes the record Sanders built on gun rights while representing rural Vermont, a record that's less restrictive than Clinton's.
I just like my rights, and I want to be able to own a gun and carry a gun with me and protect my family.
Gun control isn't likely to define the race, according to Paul Miller, the executive editor of the Keene Sentinel. Keene is the region's largest city, and Democrats outnumber Republicans there nearly 2-1. Miller says his readers are most passionate about the issues of sustainable energy and the opiate epidemic.
This state per capita has as big a heroin addiction crisis as any state in the country. I mean, Hillary Clinton's first visit to Keene was a roundtable discussion on the opioid crisis and nothing else.
But Miller adds that Sanders is tapping into some strong emotions among voters in the region who feel forgotten by the political establishment.
The curious thing for me maybe is the extent to which there might be an anti-establishment sort of phenomena afoot on the Democratic side. You know, the Clintons, the Clinton-Bush thing, you know. And to that extent, if there is one, Sanders is it. I mean, he plays well up against that. He speaks to issues that resonate with voters here. I think he's going to do well.
Even Clinton supporters, such as Linda Nelson, agree.
The people are going back and forth between, he's a New Englander, and he is sending a big message about the middle class.
A retiree from Keene, Nelson is volunteering at a local Clinton phone bank where intense outreach is underway. While recognizing the Sanders appeal, she says, she and other volunteers are hardly shy about telling undecided voters about Clinton's long political resume. They emphasize it.
So I'd speak to them about what I think is important, the issues, you know, that I feel that she's the one who has the most experience on the national level and that she has the contacts overseas and she's going to help keep our country safe.
The narrative of the Clinton-Sanders matchup, establishment Paul versus progressive insurgent, is one that's become typical in New Hampshire's Democratic primaries. UNH scholar Dante Scala.
Sometimes New Hampshire voters in primaries are in a mood to send a message.
But not this century, Scala adds, when it's been the establishment candidate who's carried the day. Al Gore beats Bill Bradley, John Kerry beats Howard Dean, Hillary Clinton beats Barack Obama. So, New Hampshire neighbor or not, a Sanders win would buck the trend.
These battles have tended to be close-fought battles, which should be encouraging to Sanders because in a close primary battle, you just don't know.
And as Scala notes, who wins, who's second, and even what the margins are, those will all play a big role in which candidate moves beyond New Hampshire with the strongest wind at their back. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Bever.